Yellow crime scene tape tells of the horrors that happened hours earlier.
I was surprised and shocked that it was so close to my home.
It's September 16th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Bodies of people and a dog found in a home that burned. Also coming up, backlash to Donald Trump's threat to Governor Newsom.
And if he doesn't sign those papers, we won't give him money to put out all his fires.
There are some things you keep your mouth shut on, and you look at the men and women doing the job on the fire line, risking life and limb, and you go, we appreciate you.
And some people in Palos Verdes are wondering why they are now having their utilities shut off.
There's been no land movement where we are.
That's all ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Firefighters making progress against all three of those wildfires in our area. Good news. We talk about containment, though. What does that actually mean? We'll explain coming up. But first, bodies of two people and a dog found inside a home on fire in Glendora. And it looks like there was violence before that fire started. Emily Valdez was out there gathering info.
Yellow crime scene tape blocking off Danecroft Avenue in Glendora tells of the horrors that happened hours earlier.
I was surprised and shocked that it was so close to my home.
It was 2:30 in the morning when firefighters put out a fire at the home and they discovered the body of a male adult in one of the rooms. A sheriff's lieutenant says there was blood at the scene. They also found the body of a dog, called out homicide detectives. They got a search warrant and found another body in a room where the fire was concentrated.
Somebody mentioned they thought they tried to set the house on fire. I don't know if that's correct or not.
Investigators say the couple that lives at the home, a woman in her late 60s, man in his early 70s, had been having problems in their marriage. In fact, she recently filed for divorce, and Glendora police were called out a few weeks earlier for a domestic dispute. Investigators say they won't know exactly what happened until the medical examiner performs their autopsies.
Don't have the IDs on those bodies yet, but Emily will keep checking in with law enforcement sources. We talked last week about President Trump's comments at his speech in Rancho Palos Verdes at the golf course about withholding firefighting aid from California if he's reelected. Trump linked aid to Governor Newsom agreeing to certain policy priorities.
And if he doesn't sign those papers, we won't give him money to put out all his fires.
Well, we heard today from the president of the California Professional Firefighters Union. Brian Rice tells us Trump should be ashamed, his words, for making those comments.
There shouldn't be a firefighter in this nation that would vote for a leader that would openly threaten to withhold funding or services if elected president. You just don't politicize disasters. That's exactly what's happened. But the one thing I'm not going to do is give this candidate a pass on that. There are some things you keep your mouth shut on, and you look at the men and women doing the job on the fire line, risking life and limb, and you look at them and you go, we appreciate you. We have your back. Whatever you need, thank you for doing what you do.
State Professional Firefighters Union represents 35,000 career firefighters. 9,000 of them are still working hard to try and control those three big wildfires. Good news, they're making progress on all three. Had an evacuation warning for the bridge fire today lifted. Elsewhere,
the airport fire, roughly about 35 square miles, is burned. That's about 15% the size of the San Fernando Valley, about 31% contained.
Okay, you hear those containment figures often whenever we talk about these fires, but what does it actually mean?
Containment has nothing to do with how much of the fire is out or how much is still burning. Rick Carhart from Cal Fire explains.
Containment is a matter of how much of the fire perimeter that we have verified that our lines are established well enough that the fire is not going to cross that line.
Mostly this is done by bulldozers or hand crews. They clear a physical line, let's just say 10 or 20 feet across, of dirt that butts up against part of the fire that's already burned. In other cases, there could be a fire road or even a river. So you could have a fire that's 100% contained, but it's still burning inside the containment zone. It's just not expected to spread.
To the other natural disaster that's been unfolding much more slowly over the course of years, but has come to a head with the utilities shutting people's service off, about 50 more homes are losing gas and then electricity in rolling hills.
The utility companies have said it's just too dangerous with the land shifting so much to continue providing gas and electricity to some of these homes. And Ivan Arnold, who lives in Rolling Hills, wonders if this is all really necessary.
I live at the top of Rolling Hills on Crest Road, and there's been no land movement where we are. Down below further, there are some very, very small 1-inch fissures, and that's about all that we have in Rolling Hills.
But Damian Hammond, who works for Alpha Structural, has been assessing the homes in Rolling Hills for possible repairs, and he says it's quite a bit worse than it might appear.
Of the 15 to 20 I've assessed, I would say 70% of them have some damage. I would say 30% of them have major.
One home in particular is in bad shape.
The house is ripping apart.
He says even in a case where a home can be fixed, it may make sense to wait and see how much rain we get this winter first.
Mayor Bass has said she wants a car-free Olympics in 2028. A lot of people have said that is not feasible, but it's a goal the city set out. So Craig Figner's been asking council members, is it at all doable? Here he is with Tracy Park, who represents part of the West Side.
You're on the committee that's preparing Los Angeles for 2028. Is there any, I'm sure there are many, but one thing top of mind that you think, wow, okay, we really got to focus on this?
We have to get our transportation system ready. We have to make sure that we have adequate city staffing and services to support the event. We need to finish our transportation networks. There is a lot to be done.
The mayor said she envisions a car-free 2028 Olympics. Now, she also wants 3,000 buses. Is that a stretch goal, or you think we could get there?
Well, you know, it's going to be an all hands on deck effort across our local and regional partners, school districts, other government agencies out of state and at the federal level as well, to ensure that we have the capacity that is going to be needed to move millions of people around our cities and to attend these events. But the commitment that we are making as a community to sustainability in our Olympics in Los Angeles is very real.
So a lot of questions about how people will get to and from the events, and not a whole lot of time to really sort those things out. A company based in Gardena has come up with a creative way to try and address the housing shortage in California while also doing something to help the environment. Azure Printed Homes is using 3D printing to create tiny homes that are made of recycled plastic. They showed them off this weekend at a little expo up in Santa Clara County.
We're growing quickly. The scalability is there. We're able to keep up with the demand. And I believe it is the future.
It's Jeremy Payton with that company telling CBS San Francisco the construction costs of these homes are low and they address the glut of plastic waste.
We're truly in a homeless crisis right now. And we also have this incredible, you know, source of plastic. Unfortunately, there's 54 million tons of plastic that's wasted each year in the U.S. and we're only recycling 4% of it.
They created a studio apartment of about 180 square feet using the equivalent of 150,000 recycled plastic bottles. These homes, they say, would cost about $35,000. Big announcement today from our team at KNX News. One of the big races heating up for November is the district attorney race in L.A. County, George Gascon and Nathan Hochman. Well, KNX News and the L.A. Times are hosting one of only a couple of debates in that really pivotal race. It's on October 8th. It's going to be live at 5 p.m. on KNX News and on YouTube on the KNX and L.A. Times YouTube channels. Issues that matter to all of us, crime, public safety, quality of life, you'll hear about it all. DA debate, October 8th, 5 p.m., knxnews.com to learn more about that. Highlights from the Emmys, next. Big winner at the Emmys was Shogun, 25 nominations, 18 awards. The Bear also doing really well in the comedy category, show winning 11 total awards, most by any comedy series in a single season. Mark Malkin from Variety has this on the most notable upset in his view.
The big surprise last night was when Hacks won Best Comedy Series over The Bear, even though, you know, The Bear won all those awards. The voters said, you know what? When it comes to a comedy, it's Hacks. It's not The Bear.
He says the streamers are hoping that getting some Emmy acclaim is going to lead to boost in views for award-winning shows.
Look at, you know, a show like Shogun. Disney is hoping, you know, when the Shogun is making 18 awards, there are definitely people out there who say, you know, I haven't watched it. There must be something I should be.
Big winner at the Emmys was Shogun. 25 nominations, 18 awards. The Bear also doing really well in the comedy category, show winning 11 total awards, most by any comedy series in a single season. Mark Malkin from Variety has this on the most notable upset in his view.
The big surprise last night was when Hacks won Best Comedy Series over The Bear, even though, you know, The Bear won all those awards. The voters said, you know what? When it comes to a comedy, it's Hacks. It's not The Bear.
He says the streamers are hoping that getting some Emmy acclaim is going to lead to boost in views for award-winning shows.
Look at, you know, a show like Shogun. Disney is hoping, you know, when the Shogun is making 18 awards, there are definitely people out there who say, you know, I haven't watched it. There must be something I should be watching here.
Jean Smart won her third Best Actress in a Comedy Award for the third season of Hacks, and she said it's important to be able to laugh these days.
I do think people are kind of craving comedy now, and more than ever, because I think people are feeling a little disheartened by the world.
British Netflix hit Baby Reindeer made some noise, too. It got 4 awards. And that's the LA Local for this September 16th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News for the latest anytime, anywhere. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love you for it. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.